I am Krista Harden. I'm the Deputy Secretary at the U.S. Department of Agriculture.
So we are talking about some new funding that is coming available.
But actually, it's grants are going to be available. It's $2.5 million to expand new farmer education. And the grants would be awarded to nonprofits and higher education institutions who will develop proposals to submit to USDA to help improve farmer education.
All right. So I see. So this is really something that it sounds like nonprofits can use to help others come along into farming.
Exactly. You know, we, as everyone knows, the average age of the American farmer is in the late 50s, and that number continues to get higher every year. So we're looking at who's the bench, who's in the pipeline, who's going to be our next kind of wave of farmers and ranchers. And this is making funds available to groups and institutions, higher education institutions that want to develop training courses, education courses on a variety of number of issues that anyone thinking about a career in agriculture needs, questions that they're going to be asking, whether it's on financial training and management issues, business-related, value-added production, record-keeping. Of course, property inheritance is another issue we hear a lot about. It could be on crop production practices, really the whole gambit of issues that any person thinking about a career in agriculture may be asking.
So you told us one time already how much total is available. Can you go over that again and then perhaps how much each institution could apply for?
The total is $2.5 million, which will expand, and it's between, the awards will be between $20,000 and $100,000 per applicant.
Can you think of any programs that are currently running that would be an example of what this could be used for?
I can't think of one specifically, especially in your listening area, but we can get one for you. But it really is about a land-grant university or a higher education university saying we want to offer a program, you know, after hours for those for students who may be thinking about graduating, students who may be thinking about a career in agriculture. That could be a nonprofit. You have a number of them in your area. We can get you some examples of that who can use this. It really is anyone who has an expertise and interest, be able to go back to the grassroots level. I think that's the other thing that's very key here. These are done at the level where potential farmers and ranchers are located, and do it in communities where folks are asking questions and are thinking about a career in agriculture. We'll get you some examples from the past.
Sure. Thank you. I appreciate that. What kind of an application process is there?
It is, you know, hopefully it's straightforward. I'm not going to promise how simple it is, but we are taking applications, I think, till May. So we're giving folks time to work out some of the issues, to think about what's happening in their communities, where the demands are, what kind of questions are being asked, and really encouraging folks to be creative in providing information to any group out there. It could be veterans, it can be women, it can be socially disadvantaged, it can be minorities who are interested in agriculture and may not have access to all the information. We really do hope that it's a diverse group of proposals and that we can get money out to local groups to hold these training sessions and education sessions for all folks who may be interested in a career in agriculture.
So you said the application process, or the applications are open until next May.
Correct. That is correct.
And then at that point, do you have maybe a timeline of how long it would take to select the programs and then get them funded?
I don't know, but I hope it's fast. We'll see how much we can push our grant readers. Some of that would depend on the number of proposals that we get, how large they are. $2.5 million is not a huge amount of money. I think it's a significant amount of money.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't know if we have a time frame. I'm looking to see if there's any more information on that. But I certainly want to make sure we get the money out. The need is there. We know that. We get a lot of questions. This constant, really desire for folks in colleges, graduating folks, second careers, are really interested in coming back to the land. And so we know the need is there. We're going to make sure the information is getting out to them.
So is there someplace online where people can go to get more information about this?
Yes, something on our website. It's www.grants.gov is one place they can learn about the the whole grants procedure for the federal government, and our website as well will have information on this starting tomorrow.
Is there anything else that you can think of, maybe something I didn't ask that I should have, or more information that we need to get out there?
I don't think so. I think that we'll have more information tomorrow in our press release, but I really just thinking about we need the bench, we need the pipeline, here are money to help groups, help us build that and help answer some of the, you know, the tough questions for farmers and ranchers, potential farmers and ranchers.
Right. Absolutely. Well, thank you for taking time to speak with me today. I know that you have a very busy schedule.
I do. I got to hop off, but thank you for helping us get the word out. We really want a robust group of applications.
Good. Yes, good. And let me know if there's anything else that I can do as you guys get more information out too.
Thank you, Sabrina.
All right. Thank you. Have a nice day.